and most of them go to purgatory. You must pray for them. I left the funeral parlor. Back to the lady calling me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Kathy Lady. She said, Father, I thought I'd call you up because the daughter of the minister called me up just a few minutes ago. She called me up. And the lady who called me, the Kathy lady, was Ruth. Ruth, she said, that Kathy priest, he prayed at the coffin of my father. I went to bed last night. I couldn't sleep. I thought of myself. If that priest prayed for the soul of my father, I'm a Protestant. We're not supposed to believe in purgatory. But I couldn't sleep. So I got up and I knelt down. First time in my life, I knelt down at my bed and prayed for the soul of my father. Is that wonderful? So the Kathy lady called me up. She said, Father, I couldn't sleep either. So I thought I would call you up. I told you about women having a strong will. Question. Why is the Holy Eucharist called the Bread of Angels? Why? Because our souls need nourishment. And our souls need nourishment, which is grace. Grace equals food for the soul. And we need nourishment for the soul. There are two parts of our soul that need to be nourished. The mind and the will. The mind has to be nourished with the truth. And the will has to be nourished with love. And that is why in sacred scripture, hunger is the need which the mind has for the truth. And thirst is what the will needs to be nourished with love. And that's why there are two kinds of graces. All graces, all of them, are one of two kinds. Either truth for the mind or love for the will. So, Holy Eucharist provides us with food for the mind, which is truth, and satisfies our thirst for love, which is for the will. Our will needs to be nourished by love, and our minds need to be nourished by the truth. Thank you. Oh, keep it up. Now, sisters, is this it? Is this from you? Are these the answers? This is it. Okay? Thank you. I will read them, and I will also make my comments in writing. Thank you. Et nunc procedamus. I bought a copy for Sister Frederick of these questions, but she's not here, so I'll be sure to. And I won't ask Sister Frederick to please write the answers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we are now on, is it 50 or 51? 51. Please. 50. Okay. St. Paul. The Holy Father quotes St. Paul in warning the Christians in the first century, and the Pope says we need to be warned in our century against combining participation in the sacrifice of the Mass. Catholics, he says, go to Mass. But they are living pagan lives, offering sacrifices, sisters, to false gods. As I'm sure you know, most non-Christian religions are polytheistic. They have many gods. Good gods and evil gods. Sacrifices, every religion from the dawn of human history to the present day, every religion has sacrifices. Every religion. And they are offered, well, when they are polytheistic religions, they offer sacrifice to the gods, to the good gods, to obtain from the good gods the favors which the people want. But they also offer sacrifices to the evil gods. Why? To protect themselves from those evil deities, unless those bad gods are not offered sacrifice, then they will cause harm. And sisters, I have taught missionaries from foreign countries for years in the University of Ottawa. Each winter I would go from the United States to Canada to teach missiology to missionaries from all over. And they told me, the single main obstacle to so many non-Christians not embracing Christianity is their fear of the evil deities. Now in our theology, the evil deities of these non-Christian religions, in our theology, those are devils. And sisters, when I go back to Detroit, Lord willing, on the 7th of December, the following Sunday, I have two classes. One class on the Holy Spirit and one class on the evil spirit. This semester, I am teaching demonology. And we better know evil spirits, and the number is legion. are very active in the world today. Back then to St. Paul. You might say to yourselves, well, of course we know there are non-Christian religions, including polytheists. However, in so-called developed countries like the United States, I tell people